With this morning's March jobs report from the Labor Department, it is now official. 10 years of job growth in the United States have come to an end. The unemployment rate jumped to 4.4%, but remember that number is also including the first half of March when much of the economy was still functioning. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, 4.4% is already high compared to what we've been seeing, but isn't this expected to go much higher?
Yeah, absolutely, Jeremy. And you sort of hit the nail on the head there by pointing out that these surveys were done by the first half of March. They don't reflect the massive number of job cuts in the second half of the month. So if you look at some of the estimates from, say, Goldman Sachs and other Wall Street firms, their economists are looking at something like 20 million jobs being lost by July. That would push the unemployment rate into sort of the mid-teens percentages. I would say, though, I think all these estimates are kind of spitball estimates, to use the technical term. But undoubtedly, we're looking at an unemployment rate that's going to ultimately peak at a much, much higher level than this.
Now, the government did just pass that $2 trillion economic relief package, the largest relief bill ever. Is that likely, once it starts to make its way into the economy, is that likely to help keep unemployment lower in the coming months than it would otherwise be?
Yeah, that's certainly the goal. And there are incentives built into the programs that sort of require companies to keep people, as many as they can, on their payrolls. I would say there is another element of the stimulus that is causing a lot of questions, and that's that extra $600 a week in assistance for people who file unemployment claims. So obviously that's going to help those people a lot. For a lot of low-wage workers, though, that means they're going to be making more on unemployment than they did in their job. So there's questions about the effects of that, including will it keep the unemployment rate a little bit higher than it might otherwise be?
Another part of that $2 trillion relief package involves loans to small businesses. The White House chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, was on Fox News today saying that that part of the package is ready to go today. Listen.
I think the resources and the execution are going to be very good. So let's wait and see. I think the bankers are ready to play, and I know that folks need the help.
So the White House is confident about this loan program, but how complicated will it be to get the money out on such a large scale quickly?
Well, so the way this program works is that the banks make the loans to small businesses, but the government is actually guaranteeing the loans. In other words, if the borrower doesn't pay back the money, then the banks aren't on the hook. The government is. And there has been some complaints from a variety of different angles about this program. For one thing, the banks complained that they hadn't gotten enough guidelines from the Small Business Administration until just a few hours before the start of the program. So the very first day of it might not be going as smoothly as hoped. We'll have to wait and see, in the coming weeks how efficiently that money is delivered. But I agree with you. It's a gargantuan task for the government and the banks to undertake. And remember, they're also dealing with all the disruptions to their own workforces that the rest of the economy is. So it's a difficult situation.
Difficult situation. And the relief so far seems to be aimed at a short-term issue. And some economists are starting to think this could go on longer than we think right now. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you.